Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Syl Johnson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Syl Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demaree. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demaree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demaree hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Demaree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney strikes out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins is hit by the pitch. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brown pinch hits for Syl Johnson. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball towards left. Gallen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gallen. Sherin moves to second. Hal Kelleher pinch runs for Earl Brown. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Sherin moves to third. Two outs. Maury Arnovich pinch hits for Dale Young. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Norris now playing second base. Orville Jorgens now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack bunts towards the mound. Jorgens fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Camilli strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.